Greg Paulson has taken the business of holiday baking to Donald Trump proportions. It wasn't enough to make a gingerbread house. He's built a 48-foot-long gingerbread neighborhood, a replica of the main street in Rome, Georgia. He created it at the Coosa Country Club in Rome, where he works as a chef. Chef Greg, describe your main street for us, would you?
Well, it's actually called Broad Street. It's our main street of downtown Rome. And I've actually tried to replicate some of the similar architecture and decor of the buildings that are on that street. The color of the canopies and awnings on the various buildings with the use of marzipan. I did, like, you know, one of the local Italian restaurants and Mexican restaurants with, like, green, red, and white jelly beans. We do have our city auditorium on there. There's a Methodist church. There was an old tax building that's on the street. That was a wood frame building, so I used cinnamon sticks as walls and shredded wheat for the rooftop to kind of give it that hayloft look. Then I made the street out of graham cracker crust and piped in royal icing as kind of like the little grout that you would see on the street.
Now, did I hear something, maybe this is from the category of Christmases past, about a graveyard being included in this gingerbread
creation? Well, that's at the end of Broad Street. It's called Myrtle Hill. There's a lot of famous people that are, you know, buried up on that hilltop. Woodrow Wilson's wife is actually rest up there. For the graveyard, I did those little, you know, caramel candies as headstones. And then I used the windows from the gingerbreads houses. And, you know, when I cut them out, I actually saved those and baked those along with it and used those as little markers.
Did you keep tab on the sort of bricks and mortar of the candy world? How much icing? How many cookies? How many candies?
Well, I didn't really keep a tab, but I kind of guesstimated. So well over 120 pounds of gingerbread, probably about, I would imagine, between 60 to 80 pounds of icing, and umpteen amounts of candy. I mean, bag loads. And I actually went down to the very last, you know, candies. I mean, I only had a handful left over.
It sounds exhausting. Well, as you've displayed it, have you noticed any shutters or paving stones missing in the interest of municipal snacking?
I've noticed a couple things here and there that I've been missing. A couple shingles from my rooftop, which I use those nickel little wafers, and a couple of the headstones have disappeared and stuff.
Sacrilege. Well, Greg Paulson, thank you so much for talking to us about your gingerbread village, Rome, Georgia.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time out to interview me. I appreciate that.